As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you should know you should check your draft stats first before you put them on your fantasy team. Or you should definitely check the expiration date on that can of bean dip you picked up at the gas station first before you dive in. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. See Allstate.com for details. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome.
Whoa.
I sense negative energy. What is wrong?
You look like someone we know, man.
Do you wish to know your fortunes or not?
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Let's see what the cards say. You'll be visited by star players, all-time greats, celebrity guests, of course.
Oh.
Ah, the ultimate treasure awaits.
The Jets?
You didn't think I was serious, did you?
You really think the Chiefs are going to three-peat?
The Magic 8-Ball says the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Easy starts now.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show from the Big Game live on the Roku Sports Channel is in the TurboTax studio. And look who is joining us, kicking off hour number two together. Jaden Daniels of the Washington Commanders stopped by at the end of the first hour. Bert Kreischer, kind enough to stick around. Woo! Well, it's the Bert and Jaden show.
We should do it like a buddy cop thing. Me and you. Like, I'll tire them out while they beat me up, and then you go and clean them up.
Because he is cool under pressure, right?
I mean, he's so cool talking to him. I said, "Do you drink?" He goes, "Sometimes." I said, "The answer is no, then."
Great answer.
Great answer.
Great answer, man. Great answer. And I'm just thrilled that you're sticking around here as well. By the way, I would pay to see a show.
Yes.
With the two of you guys.
Oh, I would in a heartbeat. Why don't you come on my podcast?
Let's do it at some point.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Do you have any favorite comics, comedians?
Him.
Yeah. Great answer.
Jaden Daniels makes
great answer. I was trying to FaceTime Donnell Rollins. Donnell Rollins would lose his mind you saw. Oh, my God.
Are you aware of how many people you've made happy, Jaden Daniels?
I am not.
You are not aware of how many Washington fans you've made happy?
I am not aware.
A lot.
Really?
Like,
do you not go out and about a lot or what?
I mean, sometimes. My parents are more aware than I am. Like, they love my parents a lot.
You have made an insane number of people happy.
My daughters are going to be failures compared to you. They will make no one happy. I will be shocked if they get out from under my shadow. I mean... It's two white chicks, mediocre, not even that attractive.
You're talking about your daughters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't find them hot. What am I wrong?
That's crazy.
It's got to be cool for your parents to see this happen.
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
it's cool for it to happen, right? But as a parent, to see you shine and succeed has got to be really awesome.
I think they're more famous than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think my mom got me.
Is that why?
Really?
I think my mom got me.
Wait, you want to get sad for a second? How old's your mom?
How old?
Yeah.
45.
Why is that sad?
Because I could be his dad. Like, I feel like athletically we're peers, and then I realize that I'm older than his dad. That he looks at me and he goes, "Look at that old man."
I know.
As opposed to...
I go through this every day.
Isn't that crazy?
I know.
One day you're going to be old.
Hey, I got some time.
How many of these will you have?
Hopefully a lot. Hopefully a lot.
That's why you're making people happy, because if I've been at this for a while. Okay, I've been doing this for 22 years just for the NFL. I have never been able to ask a quarterback of the Washington football team, Redskins or Commanders, once, how many of these can you win? And the answer is many of them, and it's entirely possible.
Yeah, hopefully a lot. It was right there, so we'll see what year two brings us.
What do you think year two can bring?
I think we get the right people in there. I like the core group that we have. I think our draft class that prior, like me, you got Mikey Sarah still, Johnny Newton, those type of guys. Yeah. I think just the core guys that brought the standard. You know, we're going to bring some more people in and hopefully get another run at it.
Are you maybe actively texting people?
I have not. I have not. Been,
not.
I have not.
Okay. Because, you know, there is one particular pass rusher that made an announcement earlier.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are probably going to be texting him, too.
Do you have Miles Garrett's cell phone number?
I do not.
Well, he's coming by in hour three. You want me to see if I should get it?
You can. You can.
I mean, the Cleveland Browns right now are going to accuse me of tampering.
Tampering.
He is under contract?
He is under contract. But, you know, just talking to him as a friend, a peer. Mm-hmm. You know, Miles is obviously one of the best pass rushers in this league, if not the best. So, nothing but respect for him.
Well, the folks at Invisalign are about to take you elsewhere. Before I let you go, Jaden Daniels, do you have a prediction or opinion on Super Bowl 59?
I think it's going to come down to whoever has the ball last.
It seems like all the games, whoever has the ball last wins. I do not want a Super Bowl. This, and you as a pro, tell me. I do not want a Super Bowl where we're just watching the Chiefs just get a little first down and little first down and then just kneel and go, we won. I want it to come down to like a final play. Everything on the line. They need a two-point conversion to win. I want that for my Super Bowl.
That would be very exciting.
What do you know about winning things on the final play?
Trying to learn some more. Trying to learn some more.
I mean, like, what would you know? Yeah.
Like 4 weeks in a row?
Literally. How well-rounded is this kid? Like, if I was him, first of all, I'd be dripped in gold, right? I'd have chicks behind me in bikinis. I'd be a mess. I'd have white powder all here. You'd be like,
careful.
Yeah. Scott, man, you must have great parents. Your parents back there?
My mom is somewhere around here.
Yeah. And I don't think she's like inhering that bird.
Yeah.
I don't think mom.
But by the way, I'm too old for his mom. His mom looks at me and she goes, yeah, I don't date old men. And she's married. And she's married. I wouldn't talk.
So you don't have a prediction. Whoever gets the ball.
Whoever gets the ball last. That's my prediction.
Okay. Where are you watching it?
California.
Okay. With friends?
Yeah.
Is that where you got?
Yeah.
So you will be able to watch it?
Yeah, I will. It's going to be a little tough. You know, just being right there, but I still love football, so I'm going to watch the game.
Jaden Daniels, greatly appreciate you stopping by. Is there anything you want to say about Invisalign before I send you on?
It helping me out with my smile. You know, that's the first thing everybody looks at is your teeth. So I'm glad to be partnered with them.
Well, and your mom's joining you in starting treatment as well. Everybody check out Invisalign at that kid Jaden on Instagram. And, of course, the man of the moment, and I will see you at NFL Honors Night when I do believe you're going to be taking home some hardware.
Appreciate that.
You got it. I'll see you on Thursday night.
I appreciate you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Jaden Daniels, everybody.
Nice. Yes.
That's called a walk-off. Pleasure. Thanks for coming by. There goes Jaden Daniels. Bert?
Yeah, dap me up, baby. Take care, brother.
Bert being dapped up. That was fun.
That was great.
Yeah. He's a good kid, man.
Oh, my God. Like, what a dream come true. Like, that's exactly on draft night when your team drafts a quarterback out of a college that high and that successful. You're like, maybe my life has just changed. That's what Chiefs fans are dealing with right now. They're living their best lives with Mahomes.
Yeah. God.
And he's done that for Washington.
Mahomes is so good. He's so good.
Have you met him?
I don't know. I don't remember meeting people, and like I stopped losing my mind over famous people. So I'll meet people.
Yeah.
Like I ran into Vince Vaughn last Super Bowl. I was like, dude, I am such a fan. He goes, we've met. I was like, oh, cool. He's like, you said the same thing last time. I was like, all right.
Oh yeah, you were about to tell a Tom Cruise story.
Yeah. You were telling.
Oh yeah. It was at Magnolia. It was at the premiere, and I was at the party afterwards.
Yeah.
And he still had the hair, and I bumped into him, and I turned around, and I saw Tom Cruise. We're face to face. He smiles, and I go, you have beautiful hair. And he just went,
thanks, and just walked away. Yeah, I'm bad with celebrities. You ever hear the one about me meeting Chris Robinson?
I have not.
The Black Crowes, Chris Robinson?
Okay. Yes. No, I'm at dinner with a guy named Chris Cole, professional skateboarder. I'm with my wife, and I see Chris Robinson walk in. We're at Dantana's.
Okay.
I see Chris Robinson walk in. Now, I know Chris Robinson is good friends with Chris Porter, comedian I'm friends with.
Uh-huh.
So I'm figuring maybe he knows who I am. I'm a big fan. I just want to say hi. So I walk up to him, and I'm like, all right, walking up, make eye contact, realize very quickly he has no idea who I am. Now I'm in the weeds, and I go, hi, I'm friends with Chris. And he goes, Chris who? And I went, Chris Robinson. And he goes, I'm Chris Robinson. And I went, Chris.
No, Chris. Come on, man.
Chris. And I got all these Chris's in my name. And he goes, do you need some help, man? And I was like, no, your friend, Chris. And he goes, I'm Chris. And I went, yeah. And he goes, Chris Porter? And I went, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I know him. And I went, I'm Bert, and I left. Whitney Cummings recorded all of it.
No.
She was recording the whole thing.
No way.
I walk back, and I go, I really messed that one up. I really messed that up. So bad at meeting famous people.
Has that been released anywhere?
I'm sure she posted it. There's no way she kept it quiet.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I am so bad at meeting people.
Wow. That's really bad.
Met Nicole Kidman. Screwed the pooch on that one, too.
Well, what happened there? What do you mean?
She was very sweet. I hugged her and gave her a kiss on the cheek. What am I doing? What am I doing? I don't know. I don't know.
Last year you came by with Segura talking about meeting Andy Reid and his wife or whatever.
Oh, God, when we're eating butterflies?
Yeah, that's right. I mean,
Tammy, the sweetest lady, creeped her out.
You told that story last year. What's going on with you?
I'm just really, I get nervous.
But you're so personable. I'm approachable.
I know, but sometimes I overthink the thing I should say when I meet them, and then it just comes out sideways, and ugh.
So will you need a reminder you've met Jaden Daniels?
No, I remember Jaden Daniels, but this is how it's going to – you ready for what's going to happen?
Yeah, sure.
First game, Commanders are playing. Yeah. Whoever I'm around, I'm like, oh, that's my buddy Jaden.
Right.
I know him. We're boys. His mom's 45. Yeah. Grew up in Southern California, San Bernardino. School at LSU. He dropped out of Arizona. He didn't want to play there.
There's a picture of us.
Yeah. You want to see us together? That's me and my buddy Rich and Jaden right there. It's like, remember the time I told you I knew the Yankee player?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, but got it wrong.
I got it wrong.
You said it was Mattingly who treated you like crap, and it was Dave Magadan, right?
Dave Magadan.
He wasn't even a Yankee.
He wasn't even a Yankee. I'm so bad.
And I was so upset that my childhood hero would treat you so poorly because it's so unlike Don Mattingly. And then years later, you came up to me and go, oh, by the way, it wasn't Mattingly. What the hell?
I got into a fight one time with a guy, almost got a fight. I bowed him up. I scared him. I got and the guy looked like Louis C.K. So that's one story. But when I told it to my wife, I said I thought it was Louis C.K. It wasn't, and then the confrontation happened. When I told the story to my wife, I said he looked like Louis Anderson, which is a different story.
Yes.
Just punking Louis Anderson is different than punking a 6'2" redhead.
Louis Anderson.
And by the way, even that fight was horrific because I'd pulled up to get my bathing suit for my sisters. They lived upstairs, so I blocked his spot to park. And so the guy zips around and he gets real angry. And as I pull out, he says something. And I said to him, I was getting my bathing suit.
Oh my God. Two Bears, 5K, you, Tom Segura, and Jelly Roll taking place in Tampa on May 4th.
Jelly Roll's down 130 pounds.
No way.
Yeah, our Two Bears, it's going to be at Raymond James. We will party on the infield May 4th.
Wow.
Sign up to do a 5K. It's changed Jelly's life. He's down 130 pounds.
TwoBears5K.com to register for that. Bert Kreischer, Lucky, available for streaming on Netflix starting in the middle of March, March 18th. That's your new stand-up special. And then at UNO, Lakefront Arena. That's a hell of a lineup, man. Nikki Glaser is totally blown up since that Brady roast.
Buddy, we did a television interview, me and her, to promote this show.
Yeah.
I wasn't on it at all.
Yeah.
I was like, and by the way, Nikki, I've known Nikki for a long time. The guy was like, Nikki Glaser!
Chrysler and burnt Chrysler. Burnt. I'm going to get to you in a second. Nikki, tell me about the Golden Globes. Who is that? What did you wear? What did you wear? And Nikki was just laughing, texting me, going, this guy said your name wrong, and he does not. And to make it worse, you can find the picture. It was a Zoom on TV, and I was in bed with a full English breakfast, soft scotch, cigar, top hat, celebrating Winston Churchill Day. She's on a phone in a booth, and they cut back to me, and I'd just be like this.
Bert.
Yeah, Nikki's great. I love her to death. Nikki, Bert. Tony Hinchcliffe, Adam Ray.
Adam Ray as Dr. Phil, and he's killing it too, man. It's just great, and you're the best. Bert.com to get tickets for that. Thanks for coming.
Hey, I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Back at you. Bert Kreischer is here. Look who's chilling out to join us next.
Oh, and shut up.
Patrick is here. The legend himself, DP, is chilling out on our Roku Sports Channel Purple Room couch. That's how we're rolling a break here in New Orleans on The Rich Eisen Show.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on?
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free Fix Finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in the zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in the zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions, so you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business. Don't let the urge to sing along to that catchy tune distract you from that truck drifting towards your lane or that lane-splitting biker creeping up beside you. Fortunately, every Hyundai offers advanced safety features that can alert you to potential dangers around you. And Hyundai is over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards since 2006 because Hyundai is always working to ensure the road doesn't get you. Hyundai vehicles have won over 120 IIHS Top Safety Awards from 2006 to 2024. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku Sports Channel, if there's any man who understands that the radio audience is away and will rejoin shortly, is a man who helped create this entire method of broadcasting.
Don't blame me.
Dan Patrick, everybody.
Don't blame me.
This is the man who created this whole damn way of doing things.
Yep.
Good to see you, DP.
Good to see you.
Again.
Good to see the guys here.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
Got a nice setup here.
Chris and TJ along with Dan Patrick. Good to see you.
Yeah.
Two times in one day. This is a two-a-day, a home and home.
I like it.
So you're in a pickleball bar?
Pickleball facility.
Okay, pardon me.
Yeah. They have two bars.
So is that an FS1 pickleball?
No.
Different, is that a different one?
It's just a couple from Philadelphia came down and decided they wanted to build a pickleball facility called The Exchange.
Yes.
And they gave us the run of the pickleball place. And
but you can get drinks there, too.
You can.
So, you know,
but you can get drinks in church in New Orleans. Like, I don't know if they have a full bar, but it feels like, because I even asked him, I said, was it tough getting a liquor license in New Orleans? And they go, are you being funny? And I go, no. And they go, anybody can get a liquor license. And I go, okay.
Just
kids with paper routes, you know, liquor license.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the same way that to get a credential at media night. You just you know, just show up, don't have a record, come up with a thumbprint. You're good.
Yeah.
You're in.
There's no thumbprints on the trophy.
No, there's not. That's the real thing, Dan.
I know. This is, well, I
know.
As well
I know
that what this is.
How many times have you given this one?
Four.
Four times.
And everyone was different. But it was still, it hit me always when I got done handing out the trophy where I came from.
What do you mean?
From a small town in Ohio. We were known as a village we weren't even a city. It was the village of Mason, Ohio. And I couldn't help but think, I'm handing out this trophy. And so when people say, you know, can you dream big? And I always say, yes, dream big. There's nothing wrong with that. And I got to hand out the Super Bowl trophy. And even now, it's one of the most incredible things I've ever done in my career.
Dan Patrick here on the Rich Eisen Show. Our radio audience has rejoined us here on the Roku channel sports feed, sports channel feed. And so were any of them in New Orleans? Did you give any of them?
No. My first one was in Arizona. That was Steelers, Ben DeSantonio Holmes.
Right.
And that was just chaos because I thought the Cardinals were going to win the Super Bowl.
It sure looked it.
And then I had to gear up for Larry Fitzgerald, Kurt Warner, the Bidwells. You know, you start doing your Rolodex of who's going to be on stage,
right.
What am I going to ask them? And then all of a sudden, I'm on the sidelines because I'm waiting to get on the podium. Two-minute drill. Ben comes on the field. Steve Young is right next to me. And he's doing play-by-play from a quarterbacking perspective. Of Roethlisberger on the two-minute. We walk down the field, two-minute drill. And to hear Steve Young tell you, here's a Hall of Fame quarterback watching Ben do what he's doing and just telling me how difficult this is what he's doing. And then he throws the pass to Holmes that no one can get. It's as perfect of a pass that's ever been thrown in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
So now my Rolodex is, okay, the Rooney family, coach, Ben, who's the MVP? Well, no one knew who the MVP was because the game just ended. So I'm up on, you know, the podium. The commissioner comes up and he keeps saying, are you going to introduce me? Are you going to introduce me? Meanwhile, I'm trying to find out who the MVP is. I said, you know, here I'm telling Roger. I said, yeah, I'll get to you. I'll get to you in a minute. Like, we stop. And then I kept yelling, who's the MVP? Who's the MVP? And then somebody walks by and just goes, Holmes. Joe Namath brings the trophy up.
Yeah.
And it's literally within 10 seconds, I'm using the microphone, introducing the commissioner. Joe just brings the trophy up, and I just found out who the MVP was. And then it ended in a flash. I walk off, all the confetti, players celebrating. I go into a trailer that NBC had, and I sat there by myself, and reruns of The Office were on.
Yeah.
And I just sat there by myself, having a beer, and saying, God, I just handed out the suit. I didn't tell anybody in my family. And they're all texting me going, you were handing out the, like, I know I'm handing out the trophy, but they're reminding me. It's the coolest moment I ever had. It's the only time I think I really thought of my father that he missed all of this. That's the first time where it's like, my dad really would have gotten a kick out of that.
Even with all the NBA trophies.
Like, this is singular. Where you're there, you got the trophy, you're hosting, and 100 million people are watching. And it's awkward because if something happens that's live, there's nothing you can do. It's 100 million people, the 75,000 in the stadium. So when Jeffrey Lurie tries to grab the microphone when the Eagles won, or one of the owners of the Giants tries to grab the mic, you know, they want to do Live at the Improv. And I'm like, no, that's not the way it works here.
I was about to say that everybody thinks that when the Super Bowl ends is when the trench warfare is ending, but nothing is more of a physically demanding moment than making sure an owner of a championship team does not grab the live microphone from your hand.
Robert Kraft.
The toughest tug of war that you've ever
heard? The Giants. Steve Tisch? Steve Tisch. He's a big guy.
Yeah?
And Tischer is grabbing. And my producer's in my ear go, do not give up the microphone. Do not give up the microphone. And you see us, and we're grabbing a hold. I'm bringing this way. He's bringing it that way. And I'm going, you're not getting it. You're not getting it. And he realized that after the fact. Jeffrey Lurie, same thing. Robert Kraft wanted it. Like, they think that it's like, hey, good evening, you know.
Open mic night.
Tip your waitress. Two drink, man. Like, I got a finite amount of time that I got to go here, 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 here.
Yeah.
Throw it back up to Bob Costas.
Yeah, and then throw it to whatever NBC.
And then that's it. Yes.
Get the huge ratings for their new show or what
have you. But it's, it is still, of all the memories, and I've been fortunate to be Olympics, World Series, NBA, you know, all of that. That still stands apart. That's where you can't, and I've told you this before, when I handed Eli the keys to a black Corvette, he won the MVP.
In that year, that the tug of war with Tisch.
Yes, but also, he had a sponsorship with Toyota.
Uh-huh.
So he wasn't going to take the Chevrolet keys on the platform. He walks off the so he wins the MVP. I do the, like, one of your cards there that you have. You're holding up. You're going, and blah, 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 blank wins the MVP, and it's a black-on-black Corvette from courtesy of Chevrolet. I'm reading all this.
Yeah.
And I go, and Eli Manning, and I have the keys, and I went like this, and I go, he had walked off the podium. So I'm yelling. So I'm live in front of 100 million.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Eli! Eli! So Eli comes back up. And I go, here's your keys. Like, I was pissed at him. He won it. But I found out later that he worked for Toyota or something and didn't want to be. Yes. I also,
water.
Malcolm Butler, when he gets the interception, Patriots win, I almost say to Brady, you don't deserve that MVP.
No! That's what you're about to say.
Because he got a truck. And I was, it's live.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, it was terrible, Rich. It was, God, it makes me kind of be squeamish because I'm saying, hey, Tom, blah, blah, blah. And I almost went, you should probably give that to Malcolm Butler.
Uh-huh.
I think he later gave it to Malcolm Butler.
Because
Malcolm Butler should have been the MVP.
I will never forget that moment. Because I've never seen a moment anywhere where fans were in the stands crying, becoming joyful, and the joyful ones replacing the crying ones with their own tears in a split moment. The only thing that comes close was the Yankees in Game 7 against the Diamondbacks, where they lost that World Series instead of, winning in that 9/11 year. They lose because of what happened with Mariano Rivera, but that lasted a whole inning. That was like a 10-15 minute long car crash. This one I will never forget that.
I'm underneath the goalpost because they're going to set up the podium.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and say, Pete Carroll, you've won back-to-back, two Super Bowls, and Russ, and, all of this.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm just staring at Marshawn Lynch. I go, got my camera out. And I get ready to, I'm going to take pictures of Marshawn Lynch running in with the game-winning touchdown. You can hear me on my phone go, holy sh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden I go, oh, my God, that almost got intercepted. And next thing you know, it was this scuffle, like they were fighting. And then all of a sudden Brady is jumping up and down. And I go, I'll be damned. Malcolm Butler picked that ball off. And then I'm like, the Patriots did it again. But in that moment, it's so – all of the games were close, and it was so awesome. And that's what you want. Used to be when we were growing up.
Blowouts.
Yeah, the Niners 55-10 over the Broncos. It was always – it was unfortunate because we looked at those losing teams and thought they were the worst team in football because they got blown out on a big stage.
Well, I can tell your facial expressions, having known you for some time. Is that the moment you were thinking of telling Brady he didn't deserve it?
Probably.
I'm just looking at your face.
Probably.
Right
there.
You are thinking.
Probably.
He doesn't deserve this.
I swear, I almost said that to him. I thought that. You know what, Rich? I thought it needed to be said.
Well, that's what the Dan Patrick Show is for. At those moments,
And if Brady was with me right now, I would say, Tom, you know you didn't deserve that. I would say James White deserved the MVP in Atlanta when they beat Atlanta.
Well, didn't Peyton Manning win the Super Bowl MVP in his one with the Colts?
Yes.
When, he was just taking what was given to him by the cover two Bears defense. He was just Dominique Rhodes had a huge game in
there. Yeah, that's a great point.
I mean, like that, you could make these cases, and I don't know how Big Ben didn't win the MVP. I don't know if it was his personal troubles off the field or whatever that folks couldn't just pull the trigger on making him the MVP of that Super Bowl. Those throws that you're referring
unbelievable.
To against Arizona.
But through the eyes of Steve Young.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You know, he was doing color and play-by-play for that whole two-minute drive. And it was so surreal because Steve would get excited. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, he's going to roll right here. You roll right. He should find something. Boom. Roll right, you know, and keep the drive alive. You know what he's going to do? I go into the corner of the end zone. Nobody's going to get it there. You got to throw it away. Either throw it or throw it away. Like, and then all of a sudden, Holmes has it, touchdown. I said, see you, Steve.
I got to go
up to the podium.
For the info.
Yeah.
Thanks for the 2 seconds.
The podium.
Yeah, we can attest this. Marshall Faulk's exactly like that, too. Yeah. We've watched a ton of football games due to our NFL Network history with him. It's like Rain Man. Like he would tell you the exact number of football toothpicks that just dropped down on the floor. He would say this is going to be a fumble or an interception, and it would be about 95-100% of the time. It's really unbelievable
people see the game differently. You know, Gretzky talks about he saw the game differently.
Right.
You can't teach it. He can't even teach you how he sees it differently. But there's certain people who just see a game. You know, Magic always saw a game differently, I thought, than other people. Bird and Magic. And there's just that, you're just given that. That's just a gift.
You got to wonder if Mahomes sees it differently now.
He does.
I mean,
he does.
He's got to, right? I mean, how else do they win all these one-score games other than, I guess, as we discussed on your show today, the referee putting their thumb on the scale, everybody says. But seriously, they win all these one-score games, and they're – they're situationally brilliant in a way similar to what the Belichick-Brady dynastic Patriots were. I mean, we are in the midst of seeing something potentially completely unprecedented.
Well, that's why when people say they're chiefed out, you know, I say that's on you. It's not on the Chiefs. I'm watching greatness. And I don't root, but I do root for a great story. So it doesn't matter who wins or doesn't. But I want to see greatness. I grew up with the UCLA Bruins. I grew up with Notre Dame football, Ohio State football. So I was watching teams that were playing for national championships. UCLA was so dominant. And then all of a sudden, you get a one-off here and a one-off here. I like when you have a villain or people are perceived as villains. The Chiefs are not. I mean, look at Kelce. He was a college quarterback for a little while. He was a nobody. Mahomes, he was just an entertaining guy in the Big 12 going against those defenses. Nobody knew Chris Jones was. Andy Reid couldn't win the Big. Like, they should be a team that we rooted for.
Correct.
And then they got too good, and then we don't like that story. Now, and I can't imagine that you would say to NFL fans, hey, you got to root for the Eagles. Like America's teams now, the Eagles, because we don't want the Chiefs to win. If the Chiefs win, it's awesome. We're in the content business. If the Chiefs win, now all of a sudden Mahomes, now all of a sudden you're like Tiger Woods, you're Michael Jordan. You're different than Tom Brady. Tom didn't do this. You three-peated. And I think that's what's remarkable. You're watching something that may never happen again in our lifetime.
Agreed. And Mahomes is already past Brady in terms of best quarterback in his 20s.
Yes.
Past Brady. He's passed him statistically. He's passed him in every metric. It's the longevity of Brady and his greatness after this. Also with a completely different set of characters with the exception of his coach. And we'll see what Mahomes is like down the road. But
is Mahomes playing the position as well, if not better, than anybody who's ever played the position?
He looks it. I mean, I don't know because obviously I saw Montana. I didn't see Bradshaw. I'm trying to, you know, Elway was.
Elway, to me, might have been the greatest quarterback I ever saw.
I mean.
Who did more with less.
Yeah.
He never had an offensive skill position player who made the Pro Bowl.
Until Terrell Davis showed up,
yes.
Right? And then that
yes.
one was.
And then Terrell and right. Terrell Davis, I would have given that offensive line the MVP in the Super Bowl against Green Bay. The offensive line dominated. The offensive line, but we never think out of the box with the MVP. because we have a truck or a car to give away. But you could give, like, the front four for the Giants against the Patriots.
The year that they ruined the perfect
season. They beat up Tom. They set the tone. They dominated. Eli had a couple of plays. I mean, the throw to Manningham is, to me, greater than...
Than the Tyreek
catch? Than Tyreek.
Oh, well, Tyreek catch is more of a circus.
Yes.
The one to Manningham, he dropped it right in the bucket, right on the sideline. It was perfect.
And I'm right there on the sidelines. I'm thinking, who is he throwing it to?
Right.
And I go, oh, my God, he completed that pass. And so I've witnessed, you know, both of Eli's Super Bowl wins, but that pass to Mario Manningham down the sidelines... The window is smaller than a football.
Yeah.
So you got to squeeze a football into a window that's smaller than a football, and he did it. And to me, those two moments where sometimes it's not the quarterback who should win, sometimes it's your offensive or defensive line.
But when, you know, in the few minutes I have left, Dan Patrick here on the Rich Eisen Show, we mentioned Terrell Davis, and it's kind of remarkable what Saquon is doing. He can break all of Terrell Davis's marks, and even Riggins is in reach. If he has a monster 160-yard performance in the Super Bowl, he would have the most rushing yards in a postseason. He can break Terrell Davis's most rushing yards in any season, regular and playoffs combined. He's the difference maker in many different ways because he wasn't on the team last time. The Eagles did double their number of Jalens and added Saquon for this rematch. How do you see it all playing out, DP? What do you think?
Mahomes is graduated to the class of Brady. I just wouldn't bet against him. Because if there's the game on the line and he has the ball, he's done this before.
Yeah.
It's almost going to take like a fluke tip pass or something fluky, I think. But let me ask you this. More likely to win in a blowout, Eagles or Chiefs?
Eagles.
I think most people think that. It's weird, though, that I've gotten a reaction where people go, hey, they'll win however they need to win. And I go, it feels like the Eagles have more weapons be able to be more explosive.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, A.J. Brown, we all, you know, talk about the book, and that was funny and everything like that. But the night that Saquon, I was there in Los Angeles in the whose house, Rams house, the night that Saquon ran for 300 or had 300 scrimmage yards. A.J. Brown had a 100-yard game in that night.
Yeah.
He was unstoppable. And he can be, too. And they've got the offensive line to do it. I mean, the Eagles are fully equipped to win this game. But if I had to pick a blowout win, I would choose the Eagles.
The Eagles are a better team. But they're the better team doesn't always win.
Yeah.
It's weird. The better coach team. The better quarterback team is Kansas City.
I would agree with that.
But the better team, that offensive and defensive line, you know, that combination, the combo platter of that is, I mean, that's how you win, and you don't have turnovers. If, you know, Hurts doesn't have that fumble in the first Super Bowl.
Right. That leads to six.
He was unbelievable. He was awesome. I don't know if he's ever reached that level again.
Well, you see, two things. One is
last
year was so off that he didn't reach it. This year, he didn't have to. You know, that game two years ago. Saquon wasn't there. Hurts led the Eagles in rushing that day against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Now he doesn't. As a matter of fact, 7 Hurts touchdowns came. We found out, we had that number yesterday. 7 Hurts touchdowns this year came after Saquon was tackled inside the 2, 12 times. It led to 7 tush pushes. It's unreal. And of the 12, only one time did they not score at all. So Saquon is such a difference maker in that regard.
We will not have a running back win an MVP in our lifetime.
And in the Super Bowl or just period?
Period.
Anymore.
This was the perfect script.
I agree. Like, if it's not this year, then when the hell?
Oh, McCaffrey last year should have won it. Really? They made it to the Super Bowl, Dan.
Saquon was the difference with Philadelphia. Like, he changed their entire...
Well, I'm not disagreeing. I've been saying it all year.
Yeah. I thought of this, that we won't have an MVP as a running back anymore in my lifetime, because you had a guy who had 2,000 yards. Now, I think he may have lost the MVP because he didn't play in that last game and set the all-time record, which would have been easier for the voters to go, well, he did set the all-time record. Lamar is going to win, But, you know.
Lamar had to play significant games in the last 2-3 weeks. Josh Allen didn't. Josh Allen's significant games happened when he beat the Chiefs. Then he smashed the Lions.
Yeah.
And then lost to the Rams in a game where he was better than he was against the Chiefs and the Lions.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have to play, so I think that's when he lost it. And I think Saquon lost it when they tush-pushed it 7 times. Inside. Like, Saquon takes it inside the 2, down to the 1, and 7 times somebody else gets pushed in. Could you imagine if he had 7 more touchdowns?
How many did he have?
I think in general.
Did he have 12 on the year?
12 or 13 on 13 the year. He could have had
20.
Yeah. Yeah, 13 rushing. Yeah.
But he did change them.
No doubt.
And he made Jalen Hurts better because, and I talked to Harbaugh about that today, Justin Herbert, QBR went up because they limped. He threw 100 less passes this year.
Yes.
Hurts, same way. Less passes, higher QBR. Josh Allen, less passes, higher QBR. You're starting to see that where these quarterbacks can be more economical but be better because they don't have to put the ball in the air 40 times.
Wow. So if Jim Harbaugh is saying less is more, it's funny. We had Jed Fish of Washington on the show the other day.
Yeah.
And he said, told a story. I said, what's your favorite Harbaugh story when he was with them at Michigan? He said he once told Jim less is more. And Jim goes, how's that possible? Less is less. More is more. And so now you're saying that Jim goes, less is more. I guess he's learned it. DP, you're the best. Thanks for coming.
Great to see you as always. My best to the family.
Same
thank you guys. Happy for the success here with Roku.
It doesn't happen without you back in the day of audience. And then even before that, when you told me it was okay to go down to the minors, and I think I became better for it. You know,
I wanted you to have a sense of humor, and you were so serious about being great, but you had such a sense of humor. And I said, look, this commercial is funny. You were going to be sent to the minors. You came up too soon.
Yeah.
And you were like, people are going to think, you know, that I'm not good enough. It's funny.
Well, you remember what it was back then, though, Dan, is that, you know, you had an open chair next to you. Stewart was like, why are you trying for that open chair?
Yeah.
We should stick with our own team. And you're always counting, you know, how many commercials you're in and how many sports centers you're in. And I had a complex about it. And here comes a script saying I'm getting sent down to James Polk High School. And I didn't really, wasn't into it. And you're like, dude, what is
you got your own commercial.
I know. I didn't see the phone.
Your own commercial. I mean, it's not like Rafael Palmeiro with Viagra. I mean, you had a commercial. You had
good
a
point.
Commercial.
That's true.
And we did laugh at Rafael Palmeiro, too. Yeah. Hey, good stick, Rafi. All right. Bat and cleanup.
Dan Patrick, everybody. Check out
the Alrighty.
Show every day, coast to coast, all the radio affiliates in the world, as well as on Peacock every single day from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. We're back on the Rich Eisen Show in New Orleans in a sec. Marco.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment. Anyway, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Seattle is hosting New Orleans in a playoff game.
Correct.
Up in Seattle.
And we played them earlier.
Played them early
in the season. So It's not uncommon. We played them on Monday Night Football 5 weeks prior, and now we are back in the divisional round at Seattle. Only it's a little different. We're staying over across the water in Bellevue. And so the first thing in the morning when I get up is I have a waffle, you know, the whipped cream, strawberries, and I'm flipping through the networks trying to get either ESPN or NFL Network. Who's going to give me the forecast? There's NFL Network. I got it. And they're going to these sites where the divisional games are going to be played. And they're talking about, this is sunny here, blah, blah, blah. And then to Seattle, and they get to the Seahawks stadium, and I know that it's going to be, and you can see the wind. And I'm eating my waffle, and they pan down on Russell Wilson and Drew Brees throwing a football on the field in their grays. I'm going to tell you where I'm supposed to be at that moment when they're throwing a football. I am supposed to be meeting with the officials, discussing the inactives, all right, and getting ready to say the Lord's Prayer and give our players a pep talk. That's where I'm supposed to be at that moment. I stumble out of the bed. This is my worst nightmare. I know I'm a half an hour away from the stadium, and I'm thinking to myself, national anthem, I'm in my underwear, late to the game. Right? That's the nightmare that I have.
Wow.
And I just saw Brees and Russell Wilson warming up, and I run to the shower, call my assistant, can't get him. The waffle is spilled on the floor. I get back, my assistant says, hey, what's up? And I said, when did the buses leave? No one called. He said, Coach, the buses haven't left yet. They had taken B-roll from the Monday night game.
Someone in the tape room ran the wrong tape.
Can you imagine? I text Falk. He's on set with Rich. I said, what are you guys doing? I had a cow. Like, I'm telling you, you have no idea. We're talking about being like, this is the divisional playoff game, yeah, not being there for the kickoff as the head coach. That's how late I was.
And Sean, just Marshall showing me the text. We went back and forth.
I arrived. This guy now is live on the field, and I peek out at the stadium only because of the conditions, and I take a look, and Rich says, good to have Sean Payton here at the stadium on time. Just some sly comment that not one person's going to understand until we tell this story.
Amazing.
I love that story from Sean Payton. I miss him this year. He's not, I don't think he's...
He's not walking around?
I don't think so.
Oh.
He always has a spot here, man. Certainly when he tells stories like that, you know.
Well, he's now in the division with the best quadrant of head coaches of all time.
Pete Carroll, Sean Payton, Jim Harbaugh, Andy Reid. That's pretty much it. We're in the Super Bowl experience, and we're hearing some screaming and yelling all the way over there. Every now and then you hear just like an outburst, because I think people are running 40s around here.
There's goalposts a few down, so people are kicking. There's a throwing station behind us.
We are greatly appreciative of being in the Super Bowl experience. It's going to be jam-filled with people all week long. That includes the Rich Eisen Show right here. Uber Eats, get on it right now for the big game, because there's something about football that makes you want to eat. And this football season, Uber Eats has had the best deals on game day food, no matter what you're craving, from two-for-one pizza, buy one, get one wings. Uber Eats has been dropping new deals every week all season long. Uber Eats, the official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now for game day. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Jerome Bettis making his way here. Miles Garrett has just landed in the city of New Orleans. Ooh. And making his, I'm told he's going from the airport to this chair to my left. And he wants the trophy to my left as well. That's what he says he wants to get.
I bet.
Understandable.
You're going to have to come to New England.
So, you know, I
to do what? Look at old ones?
Come on.
Well, no, I mean, truly, it is one of those things that when you have the set dressing here, I mean, in the form of the Vince Lombardi trophy, it is a conversation starter.
I mean, we've
had that with Dan. You just heard about Dan going through all his memories
and
giving out that trophy, right?
Remember, we've had guests in the past who hadn't won it yet, wouldn't even look at it.
One year, when we had this on the NFL Network Total Access set, the year that Andy Reid came by in his Hawaiian shirt as a coach of the Philadelphia Eagles in his first of now six Super Bowls.
Wow.
Terry Bradshaw came by with Howie Long. He got up out of his chair, Terry Bradshaw, and grabbed the trophy with his hands. And a member of the security team in charge of guarding it hopped on the set on live television and told him to put it down. That was a conversation starter.
He's like, Terry's like, I've held this
I know,
four times.
Well, four times.
But that doesn't give you the right to hold it without gloves. I'm telling you. All right, I've got a top five list since Dan Patrick was talking about giving out the trophy after big games. He had not done one in New Orleans. I've got my top five big games played in New Orleans. Ooh. Presented by Nissan. Hit it.
High five. One, two, three, four, five.
Rich's top five.
All right, here we go. We're going to go number five. We're going to start in the first game in Tulane Stadium. The first Super Bowl ever held in New Orleans was in Tulane Stadium. It was Super Bowl IV, and the Kansas City Chiefs won that one 23-7. It was the last game not called the Super Bowl. It was the final NFL AFL championship game. And Len Dawson won the MVP. And just to give you an idea of way back when, what it was like, the national anthem was played by Doc Severinsen on the trumpet. And the halftime act was the Southern University Band reenacting the Battle of New Orleans.
Wow.
A little different from Kendrick Lamar, shall we say.
They not like us.
And 44 million Americans saw it, which was a record at the time. In case you're wondering, Chiefs-Bills AFC Championship game was seen by 57 million Americans.
Jeez.
So that's number five on my list. Number four, Super Bowl 20, when the Bears beat the Patriots 46-10. It is famous, yes, for the moment that William the Refrigerator Perry scored a touchdown to cap a Bears 44-0 run. I can't believe Walter Payton didn't get the ball. He's the only defensive player in Super Bowl history to score a rushing touchdown. That's number four on my list. Number three on my list was when the Patriots made it back. Yep. They were in the Superdome. They lost to the Packers 35-21. And the reason why this is on the list is because Desmond Howard was the MVP of the Super Bowl, and he's one of my favorite people on the planet to make me happy. Number two on this list was the last Super Bowl here 12 years ago, the Harbaugh 34-31, Ravens winning this one. Michael Crabtree still thought he was held in the end zone. We all know the power went off when the brothers were going at it as coaching opponents. Jim losing to John, that's number two. And then number one, I know you made me think that all of these have been anti-Patriots. The Patriots have played in a ton of games here in the Superdome.
Yeah, right?
Super Bowl 36, Patriots 20, Rams 17, the first of Tom Brady's remarkable seven for him personally Super Bowl wins of his career. And that's my top five big games played in New Orleans, presented by Nissan. Built for the most rugged terrain, the all-new Nissan Armada Pro 4X gives you the freedom to explore further, because going big never goes out of style.
Thought you were going to put Michael Jordan in the game winner for UNC.
You know, I mean, that might not be bad well. I mean, we're sticking with the football theme. Right, the Superdome's seen some big moments.
You no doubt about that.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan won WrestleMania 30 here.
I did not know that. And by the way, Michael Jordan winning that game, first of many times Patrick Ewing realized I was born at the wrong time. Hour two in the books.
I mean, that's a fact, though.
I mean,
that's fact.
It is the truth.
Do you think that Joe Burrow and Lamar and Josh Allen are having those same thoughts?
They should.
At this point, they are. Okay.
The other Super Bowls played inside the Superdome that didn't make the list.
How many have been played here?
This will be the eighth,
okay,
which is a record for any site. To a single site to host the Super Bowl. This will be the eighth in the Superdome. The first one was Super Bowl 12. Your Cowboys, TJ, beat the Broncos 27-10.
Yeah, that should have been number one.
Harvey Martin and Randy White were the co-MVPs. Robert Newhouse threw a 29-yard touchdown pass to Golden Richards in the fourth quarter. He's now one of three. He was the first running back to ever throw a touchdown pass in the Super Bowl. The others are Lawrence McCutcheon and Joe Mixon. Then you've got Super Bowl 15 in 1980. It was the first Super Bowl the Eagles ever made with Ron Jaworski. The Eagles are back in here. The Raiders with Jim Plunkett, the MVP, won that 27-10. Then the Broncos got smoked by the Niners 55-10 here.
Yep.
Jerry Rice had three touchdowns from Montana on the way to the Super Bowl record 55 points. Yep. The Rice three receiving touchdowns is a Super Bowl record that still stands today. And that's it. Those are the only ones I did not mention. Then
yeah, I think you messed up the list a little bit, but, you know.
Why, because there's no Cowboys on there?
I mean, we won two here. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they were boring games.
Well, you won one in Tulane, and you won one in in the Superdome. They were boring games. They weren't very exciting.
Look, I can't help it that the opposition couldn't step up.
Super Bowl IV wasn't close. It was 23-7 as the final, but only reason why I mentioned is because the Chiefs won it. The Chiefs are in this one. Right. And I've never said the words Doc Severinsen on the Rich Eisen show before. So I got the chance to say that.
That's hard to believe.
Doc Hudson, yes. Doc Severinsen.
Could you imagine
Doc Gooden.
A halftime act at a Super Bowl was here's the Southern University Band reenacting the Battle of New Orleans. Yay.
What is that? I need a local to explain to me what that
Battle
is.
Of New Orleans, I believe, was a very important battle in the history of New Orleans and the United States of America.
War of 1812, and it took place in 1815.
Well, I knew that. But.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, so we got that hole going for us. All right, Jerome Bettis is here. He's going to join us top of the next hour.
Nice.
And then Myles Garrett shows up.
Yeah.
I cannot wait to see.
Oh, and then we've got a great top five at the end of the program. Top five New Orleans cuisine, but I'm not the one presenting it. We're going to have a member of our crew, a native New Orleanian, tell me what I should eat.
Do we know who it is yet?
We do know.
Okay.
It's all planned out, TJ. It's all planned out.
I'm just
That's
here.
Hour number two in the books. Jerome Bettis when we return.
The Bigger Pockets Podcast Network is your home, get it? For real estate investing.
I am very tired of people saying that your primary residence is not an investment.
Get real talk from real estate pros about investing strategies that work.
I bought a house for $1 and it makes me $1 million.
You can become a real estate millionaire over the course of like 5 or 6 years.
No one needs a stock. No one needs cryptocurrency. They need a house.
Bigger Pockets. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.